Jamel Johnson.
Jamel Johnson had interception, had a two pass breakups, fumble recovery, and two assistant tackles.
You're a busy man out there. How was that game for you?
It was great. It was fun. It was the first time in my Tech career I got to sit out the fourth quarter because we were winning. So that was definitely a plus.
What was the attitude on the sideline during that fourth quarter? The starters from the offense and the defense pretty much sitting out. Were you having a good time?
Yeah, good time. Just keeping the young guys in, and we got to see the young guys play, make their errors. You know, they always cry about getting in the game. They want to play. So it was definitely good to see the young guys get a shot.
What is working against this offense? Do for you guys as a defense going into Saturdays?
Just how balanced they are. You know, I don't think there's much a team could throw at us that we haven't seen, from a big back to speed backs, speed receivers, a great quarterback. Kobe, he's pretty stingy with the ball, so, you know.
How often do y'all get interceptions in practice?
He might decide to throw one during 7-on-7, but that's about it. He's pretty stingy. If the receiver can't get it, no one's going to get it.
Is that what it is? He decides whether or not to throw one?
Yeah, I think he decides one. I asked him, like, man, he said, yeah, I throw balls that I wouldn't normally throw during 7-on-7. So. Yeah.
Talk about the success on third down, getting off the field. How much confidence does that breed going forward?
We've struggled on third down this season, so last week going into conference play has been something that we focused on a lot, and it's just been third down, random times at practice. What down is it? Everybody's yelling out, third down. So, you know, we just put focus on third down, and that was big going for us going into this game, and we accomplished our goal.
Y'all struggling a little bit on pass defense. I know y'all kind of hit the bottom in pass defense. What are some things you want to improve on towards the end of the season?
Just playing the ball in the air. We left a lot of opportunities out there this season. You know, players just that split second from getting the ball or knocking it out. So just playing the ball in the air is big for us going into the rest of the season.
You ever change up the color selection in your hair?
I think red is working right now. I'm not going to change it. Just red right now. Get the guys fired up.
Nobody else has caught on to that style yet?
Nah, I'm the only one right now.
Are you working on? Are you working on some of your teammates?
Yeah, I'm trying to spread it.
How important do you think it is for the team, especially defensively, to get such a strong game by your guys in the first conference game, going to another conference game and starting your conference season?
Oh, definitely important, man. Just that confident booster. You know, we've had a rough start. You know, we played some great athletes, and going into conference, a game like Idaho was one that we needed for sure.
What's it been like, just the dynamic, especially in the secondary, where you've got pretty much nothing but seniors and freshmen? I know Levander's a sophomore, Bryson's a redshirt freshman. You just got a lot of really older guys, experienced guys, and a lot of really young guys. What's that dynamic been like so far this year?
For me, it's helped me grow as a player, because I know that because I got those young guys out there, I kind of gotta know what I gotta do and what they gotta do, and make sure I do what I do, and in a way make sure they do what they do. So it's helped my outlook on the game. Just I watch film different. I approach every game different. I approach game plans different. And I just, my overall knowledge has grown because of it.
Do y'all talk much about the polls or the records? Is that a big deal now? Or just going game to game?
We just game to game, week by week, trying to take it week by week, and in those weeks, day by day.
Anything else? All right. Thank you.